This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome, folks. We have a dual talk radio town hall for you today. What does that mean? Well, our talk radio town halls are your chance to get answers to your questions on the issues of the day. In hour number one, we'll do that on the North Dakota legislative session, joined by Senator Rich Warder, the Senate Majority Leader. Any and all questions related to the work of the legislature to this point are welcome on the program in hour number one. Hour two, we're going to do a makeup talk radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Last time he was on was the normal Wednesday slot, but we had Governor Bergamon part of that slot, and then we had the back half of the hour, Congressman Cramer having to vote in the actual hearing. So we just didn't get a chance to get to as many of your questions as we'd like, and we want to finish that up. So today, have at it on the questions related to the legislature in hour one for Rich Warder and the Obamacare repeal and replace effort or anything else for Congressman Cramer in the second hour, both at Talk Radio Town Hall today, welcoming your calls, questions, and comments. Toll-free telephone number is, put this in your speed dial, would you? And it's just so easy to press that favorites button and you're on to us. 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. 258-0550 is a local number. You can text Todd at 226-8503. You ready for him, Todd?
Always. Always.
Always ready for him. Todd is ready for you. So 226-8503 to text Todd, 367-2054 to text me. And there you go. You can also email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I do have in the mailbag today, I'm not sure if I'll get to it, but it is yet another typed letter, Todd. This is a typed letter.
Wow.
And the caller, listener, rather, is sending this letter because I previously referenced something we'd received in the mailbag in the way of a typewritten letter. And he noted that I talked more about the typewritten letter than I did even the thoughtful points in the notes. So he said he has had a typewriter since his 21st birthday when his parents gave it to him. But good stuff in there from a CDL driver. So looking forward to sharing that with you at some point as well. We love the mailbag here on What's on Your Mind. So without any further ado, let's get started with your legislative questions today. And we're joined by Rich Warder, the Senate Majority Leader. Senator Warder, welcome back, and thanks for doing this. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, and good morning, Scott.
You know, the first thing I'm struck by is obviously the big news yesterday was the numbers and the reduction in the projected revenue for the current biennium and for the next biennium. And, you know, the headline of the Fargo Forum today, for instance, is, you know, North Dakota revenue forecast, big, giant headline, $46 million shortfall. $46 million shortfall, like, you know, I'm surprised they didn't have the picture of the sky and it falling, right? You know, that's the kind of headline it is. And I'm thinking, well, you know, the revenue forecast was supposed to be what, four, shy of $5 billion. And we're talking about, you know, I guess a rounding error here of $46 million. It's not, you know, a small amount, but given the size of the budget, this is really not sky is falling material, is it?
Well, no, it isn't, but make sure that we understand what that $46 million was. You know, we had a projection, a forecast in December, and the legislature didn't agree with it. That was done with Moody's Analytics during the Dalrymple when he was still here. Then we didn't accept it. When we came into session in January, we changed it and we downed the projections. And so, we keep seeing the sales tax sliding. So we set a forecast in January, and this one, and this is for this biennium, it ends June 30th of this year, that we were saying that it's going to be $46 million below our projection. So that does add up to, you know, total below projections from January. You know, it ends up being about $150 million. But we do have the money to cover it. We have it in the Strategic Investment and Improvement Fund. So we've got money there to make sure that we keep this biennium whole. Now I'm going to tell you and the listeners another little thing you need to know. We're not sure that 46 is enough below. We're probably going to, well, we've already decided we're going to lower it another 5 to 51, and we may do another one just to make sure that when we leave town, the governor is not left in a position where he has to do any allocation. So we're going to make sure the money is in there for this biennium so that doesn't happen.
And, you know, I hear what you're saying, and I think it's very important to get it right, obviously, especially when you're talking about this biennium and knowing what the dollars are going to be there and to have it. But when it's a $5 billion, you know, predicted in general fund revenues, and it's, it changes by, you know, as you say from the beginning, $100 million, that's still like, you know, okay, I've got, you know, $5,000 here, and I'm going to be 50 short, right? I mean, it's not. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And the dollars are there. I think the bigger issue is getting it right on trying to understand what a drop in the oil price or you know, in oil activity means for sales tax. That's the dots we haven't connected for some time. Correct?
That is correct. And you're right. It, you know, I know that it sounds like a lot and stuff, but you know what? We've been through this before. Some of us were here in 2003, and we've got more options available to us this time around than we did then. And, yeah, it's going to be tight, and we may have to do a little more cutting here and there to downsize some budgets, but we're not going to be doing across the board. We're going to be looking for places where, you know, there's some actual some money to be saved. So we're going to be very strategic and be very careful as we go forward because we do have some options. And we'll take care of this biennium. But the big question is next biennium that kicks off on July 1. And, Scott, the Moody's analytics come in at 103 below our last January's forecast, because we forecasted in January for next biennium, and they came in $103 million below that, and we're going to accept that. We think that's right on.
So, you know, the governor talks a lot about reinventing government and, you know, needing to do things differently. Where, as we go forward tightening that belt and recognizing that the boom days are over. So obviously, there's a lot of good signs about revenue in the oil industry coming back, and things already happening, and capped wells being fracked, and you know budgets that are there for 2017, and a lot of these companies that weren't existed. They were zeroed out in 2016. So there's certainly good signs. But where can government do what it does in a radically different way, reinvented, in your view?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, we've had discussions with the governor on that, and he's a little upset with the legislature because he would like more freedom and having some money, some discretionary money to, you know, move it around. And that's tempting. But the problem is the legislature is the one that's responsible for setting these budgets and setting these programs. Now, what does the executive branch, the governor, what's their job? The job is to bring forth ideas and recommendations. And I don't blame Governor Burgum. He wants to get going right now. But in reality, what he needs to do is go through the agencies that he has control of over the next 2 years and present to the legislature his findings. And I think he will find that we're very accepting of those because he's here all the time. He's here through the interim. He is on the job. We're not. And so we respect that. And we're looking forward to the fact that he's going to bring these recommendations down the line and reinvent government. However, he is not quite as patient. And so, but we'll get there. We will get there.
Not quite as patient. That's a product of coming from the private sector into the public sector, I guess. Things just don't happen as fast, do they?
That's right. And Scott, we don't see that as a criticism or anything of him. In fact, most of us admire the fact that he wants to get on this thing right away. But still, we're the ones that have to be held responsible for doing the appropriations and doing the programs.
Short break, back with more with Senator Rich Wardner. A couple of questions have come in by text. One on the whether or not the dollars in the budget forecast include any reimbursements for the protests. We'll talk about that, plus constitutional carry. Anything else on your mind? 800-228-0550. Senator Rich Wardner with us. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarms.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you today by our friends at Titan. Tell you what, if they got a great deal going right now, The 2011 Case IH Magnum 290 we've been talking about, valued at $124,618. And the best part about that deal at Titan Outlet is it qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit. Planter, sprayer, harvest, tractor, great return on investment. One of the nicest tractors on the lot. So a great deal. But guess what? They have a lot of great deals. And, I mean, this one is. It is. I could go through, the tires, 70% tread remaining front and back. I mean, there's a quality piece of iron right here. But as they say, there's a lot of them. And that, the idea of guaranteed iron at outlet prices is pretty unique. And that great deal, 12-month, 500-hour warranty, 10% down with good credit, gets you the excellent planter, sprayer, harvest tractor, great return on investment, and you tell them Scott sent you 11% off. That's right, folks. Can't beat a deal like that. Titan Outlet Store. Call them at this telephone number, 218-233-3700. Call them now, 218-233-3700. Online at TitanOutletStore.com or exit 6 I-94 at Minnesota. They're in Glendon. Back with Senator Rich Wardner. Questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Budget question. Does the dollars you're talking about, Senator, include the $38 million in the cost of the protest? Somebody wants to know.
Well, that's a very good question. We do not have it budgeted as such. However, we are going to account for it in our what we call our SIF fund, which is the Strategic Investment and Improvement Fund. There will be money in there to take care of it. Now, you might say, well, why aren't you budgeting for it? Because we want to make sure that we get the money from the federal government. We don't want them to say, oh, you've got it budgeted for. You have taken care of it. We're not. We borrowed the money from the Bank of North Dakota. So that money that we have expended on the DAPL protest was borrowed from the Bank of North Dakota, and we're going after the federal government to get that paid back. And only if push comes to shove, and they absolutely won't respond to that, then we would have to pick it up and pay it back to the Bank of North Dakota. But we got time for that. That doesn't have to be done right away. And we will make sure that we have some money in the SIF fund to take care of that, if that happens.
This question came up with your colleague on the House side, Al Carlson, related to reimbursement offers from a Dakota Access Pipeline. Who said if we can help in some way, we'll help. Al Carlson's opinion was we ought not as a state be taking money from a private company for reimbursement like that. You agree with that, or if there's a shortfall from what the federal government gives, would you be okay with the money coming from the company?
I guess I wouldn't have a problem with it. If the company says, you know, we're going to help with this, we appreciate what you did in your state to protect us so we can get this pipeline done, I don't have a problem with it. And I'm telling you, our law enforcement people did an outstanding job. Just think, it's just about over, I think, down there, and no one was killed. That is miraculous.
It is miraculous. You're absolutely right. Don and Glenn Ullin for Senator Rich Wardner. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, good morning, Senator. I have a question, I guess, that I'd like to see if the state or even Senator Wardner could answer is, how much money does the state actually have in all the different funds, from the trust fund, from the heritage fund, from the coal severance fund? Because it seems like for the last 30 years anyways, whether it was through coal and power plant development or synth fuels or oil and gas, we've always had that system of, you know, putting so much away into a rainy day fund or a trust fund. So what is the actual total of all them funds combined that are sitting in reserve?
Well, that's interesting because Senator Ray Holmberg got that for us. And I want you to understand there's $16 billion in funds backing up North Dakota. Now, many of them are not accessible. For example, that includes all the retirement funds for the public employees. That includes the retirement funds for PERS. It also is the Common Schools Trust Fund, which is a constitutional fund that we can't touch. We also have the legacy fund, which we can get into if we want to. So the what I want to say there is I'm very proud of our state that we have, over the years, and by the way, this would be started long before I was in the legislature, people in North Dakota made sure they put money away into different things and made sure that they're solvent. Now, I want you to know that these retirement funds that we have, we don't touch them. We never would touch them. And they have some unfunded liabilities in them, too. But there are other states that have gone into them and borrowed retirement dollars to build roads and stuff, and we never have. And so when you take a look at North Dakota and the money that we have in reserve, we're in good shape. Now, kind of getting to the question that you're asking, you know, monies that are accessible. We don't have as much as we did for a while, like a couple of sessions ago. I'm going to give you kind of a ballpark that, you know, the legacy fund has about $4 billion in it. Could we access that? Yes. Do we want to? No. Why? Because it's a future fund. It comes money that comes from a one-time harvest of the oil. We want to make sure that in the future, the revenue coming off of that can be an asset. We did use the revenue this time, $160 million. We used it to help with our shortfall. And I want you to know that as we go forward, we want that for our children and our grandchildren so that that fund is there so that it can be helping fund things in the state and keep taxes low and also help with research and development of new jobs into the future.
Well, the $17 billion.
That was my whole question there. Was,
go ahead, Don.
My whole question was, is, you know what, it's not as bad as what, you know, they're trying to make it sound like, is because over the years, being as frugal as we have been as a state, we have more money sitting in the funds, and granted, you know, the retirement funds we can't touch and all that stuff. I just like, you know, maybe for, you know, the everybody in the state to understand is that this isn't the sky is falling. That's my whole point behind this is that the sky's not falling. We're in better shape than what a lot of people are trying to make us believe. So, and I want to congratulate, you know, the state of North Dakota and the people of our state for looking ahead and looking to the future, and that's why it's not the doom and gloom that some people are trying to portray.
Yeah, very good point, Don, for sure. And the balance sheet, the soundness of North Dakota's financial situation is very, very good. I mean, you know, if you're looking at it from a business standpoint, you'd say, boy, what a business with a solid balance sheet, for sure. That's a good point. We'll give the senator a chance to respond as well. And I'm kind of curious, of the $17 billion, how many are like the legacy fund where you could spend it if you needed to, not that you want to. More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Back on What's on Your Mind, Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Rich Wardner. Senate the Majority Leader, questions or comments on anything related to the legislative session are certainly welcome today on the program. So call us 258-0550 is our local telephone number. You can also call toll-free at 800-228-0550. And you can call, email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text in your questions, too, if you'd like, at 701-226-8503. That's for Todd or me. It's 701-367-2054. Of all the numbers I've just given you, here's the most important one. My Pillow's number, right, Todd? This is the one that gets you the better night's sleep. This is the one that gets you, you know, no more tossing and turning and that hot pillow and, you know, all that
exactly
discomfort and your, you know.
Swear listen. By it.
Exactly right. Unbelievable. One fellow wrote us a note. He said, you know, I've been sleeping on my pillow for 3 years now. Been listening to you guys, ordered one up when I first heard you talk about it. Can't imagine my life without it now. My wife is grateful because it helps me stop snoring. Gives us both a better night's sleep. It's changed our lives. Happy wife, happy life. There you go. My wife would say the same thing. Probably her number one pet peeve. So she loves it. No snoring. 800-506-9028 or mypillow.com, promo code Scott, to get the, you ready? It's March, National Sleep Awareness Month, 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows and free shipping for orders over $100. Can't beat that deal. Back with Senator Rich Wardner on the Talk Radio Town Hall. To the other caller's question about, you know, how many pots of money are there, and sounds like you and Ray Holmberger asking those same questions of the bean counters in the Capitol. Of the $17 billion, understanding you can't go spend, you know, a pool of funds that are there for retirement, you know, what are funds that actually are in that contingency category, if you will, that you could if you needed to, and the votes were there to do it?
Very good. I just want to say thank you to Don. I really appreciated his remarks that the sky is not falling. This state has done a good job over the years, and that's long before I got here. People were making good decisions. All right, getting back to those funds. First of all, most of them are in the oil distribution area that where we can access them. Number one is the legacy fund. We could access that with two-thirds vote of both chambers, and we could get into the principle, and we can do it starting this biennium if we had to. However, We have the Resources Trust Fund, which puts money out to water projects. Now, that is a fund that takes 20% of the oil extraction tax and then is used for water projects. That will earn approximately $260 million this biennium. Now, it has some money in it that hasn't been used. So the State Water Commission has that money available to help water projects around the state, including flooding projects. And so we're thankful for that money, because if it wasn't for oil, we wouldn't be able to do that. Another one is the Common Schools Trust Fund. That has been in existence since the beginning of statehood. It used to be only money that from state school lands, like a school section, the rent went to that fund. But it wasn't until we put 10% of the extraction tax in it and we hit the Bakken play that it kicked off. Now, that has about $3.7 billion in it, but it had generated $300 million in K-12 funding, which did not come from the property taxpayers or the state general fund taxpayers. That's a good thing. And we really have – that's a tough one to even touch. You can borrow from it, but you got to pay the going rate. It's been well invested, and it's been earning a high rate. Then we have the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund, which was on the ballot for Measure 2. We're keeping 15% in there for reserve, and it's for schools, keeping them whole. The rest of the money will go to funding schools. So that, along with the Common Schools Trust Fund, will help us in funding K through 12 and not having to go to the general fund. All right, then here are some others. The Property Tax Relief Fund. We collect that up ahead of time. Right now, we have $300 million in cash for property tax relief. That's the 12% buy down. Now, there's another proposal on the table, and that is that the state take care of the county social services. That would take about half of that, and then we would have to figure out, you know, it'd be like another 6% buy down or something. And we want to.
I love that idea. I love that idea because it's a more of a permanent solution to it, right? So it's basically saying, you know, we're going to take that off of your plate, counties. Therefore, those dollars can go back to your property taxpayers, your property owners, right?
That's right, Scott. That's right. And then we have the other one that is, we call it the bottom bucket of the oil distribution. It's called the Strategic Investment and Improvement Fund. We simply call it SIF. And that money is collected up ahead of time. It's cash. And then we use it to wherever we need it to help us out. And that's how we're going to – that's money from there where we're going to balance the budget this particular biennium. And there will be some money in there to help us balance the budget in the next biennium.
All right. Let's see. A texter for the senator. Is constitutional carry going to pass the Senate? I believe it should. P.S., please support all forms of energy in North Dakota, not just coal.
On the constitutional carry, I don't know if it's going to pass or not. I think it had some – I know Senator Armstrong, who is the chairman of Judiciary, is looking at it. They haven't kicked it out yet. I can't answer that for sure. I would say that it would be close. It's going to be a close vote. So that's all I can tell you there. And as far as supporting all of the energy sources we have, and I know that this particular person's probably concerned about there was a little proposal around here for about 3 days about doing a moratorium on wind. And the biggest thing there is that wind is so subsidized from the federal government, not from the state, from the federal government, that is creating some problems for coal. And that was the concern of the individual that brought it forward.
Go to Golden Valley. Troy, question for Senator Wardner. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I had a question on the borrowing of the money from the Bank of North Dakota for the DAPL protest. Why are we looking at the federal government to pay it? It was the local tribe that invited these people in and caused the problem to begin with. That should be our first place to recoup our costs, I think.
Well, I think you make a good point, and I think we'll probably try there. The problem is they were on core land. They were on federal land. That's where the whole issue was, and that's why we feel that the federal government is responsible. If they hadn't have been on the core land right there, adjacent to where the project was taking place, it would have been a whole lot easier to deal with.
But don't you think just by the mere endeavor, I mean, this was an enterprise where you had Earth Justice aligning with Standing Rock to invite these people here to have the protest, to do the lawsuit and to continue that, that they have some culpability. I know Governor Dalrymple was asked by me previously whether he thought they should be held responsible, said he thought they should. You know, my question is, do they have the money? I mean, could you actually get it?
Well, I guess that would be my question. Do I think they should be held responsible? Absolutely. But usually those things would still be federal government. The BIA and stuff like that would be involved. So whether it's the Corps of Engineers or the BIA, it all ends up being the federal government. But, I think they should be held responsible, too. Yes.
I guess I'm not familiar how they get their funding, but does any of their funding come through the state that we can hold up until this thing is settled?
No, it doesn't. Remember, they are a sovereign community or sovereign nation, and they tell us that, and we respect that. And so for example, we work with the tribes on human services and things like that, and there's some money that way gets in there, but that's through human services programs. It's not a block grant or a larger sum of money that comes to the state that we then send to the tribe. No.
Thanks, Troy. Appreciate it. Jeff in Jamestown for Senator Wardner. Go ahead.
Yeah, Senate Bill 2012 dealing with closing some highway shops. Is that being relooked at or reworking, or what are we doing on that?
Yes, it is being relooked at, and it's not in the Senate anymore. It's over in the House, and they had a good hearing over there, and I think that they're going to make some adjustments to keep those shops open. But I would just like to add on to that, that I and Al, Representative Carlson, spoke to the counties last week, and I think that one of the things that we need to do with the state and the counties, we need to work together on some of these issues to make sure we do things more efficient. I'm telling you, the people, the roads, and the infrastructure that the people need out there in North Dakota, we need to work together to be more efficient to provide those amenities so that we do have good infrastructure for commerce.
Appreciate the call, Jeff. I was a part of an online discussion yesterday with some folks that were flabbergasted that there was a consideration of a 5% reduction in the benefit that is paid. Right now, state employees receive 100% of their benefits, and this would have been, you know, they get 95%. So they pay 5%, the state pays 95%. And, you know, some folks were talking about that in the perspective of how could you do that to law enforcement. And the idea of changing anything for law enforcement, I get, is touchy, and I love them and the job they do as well. On the other hand, when you're trying to balance a state budget, it seems to me that's a fairly reasonable idea. I know that Governor Burgum proposed that. You and other legislative leaders rejected that. Why?
Well, basically, we rejected it. We don't have a problem with the concept or the principle. But this particular time, the state employees will not get a raise. They get nothing. And we feel that it's only right that we not hit them up for a 5% hit that they have to pay on their health insurance. Do I think that's a good concept going forward when we can give them a raise? I think it has merit. I think the governor has done a good job of explaining how it has worked in the private sector. And I think it does make a difference in the use of health services going forward, if you have that concept in.
Got it. All right. Jason Bismarck is next. Some other texts as well. One more segment with Senator Rich Wardner when we come back on the Legislative Talk Radio Town Hall for a Friday. Your calls, questions, and comments are welcome. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Gus Ganser discussing what electricity is and what causes electric shock.
Electricity is a closed circuit. It comes into your house via the meter. It goes into your electrical panel, and it distributes from the circuit breakers into the wiring into your outlet, and then you plug into it. Electric shock means you come into contact somewhere along that path. You come into contact with either a damaged cord, a damaged outlet, and you're part of that path. You're part of that circuit. It's not intentional, and bad things happen. And the shock, the severity of the shock depends upon the amount of current and the time exposed to that current. So none of that's any good, and you want to prevent that.
Go to www.ndsc.org to register for an electrical safety training, including high voltage, low voltage, or electrical hazard awareness. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon, Todd the Radio God Mitchell here. Two busy hours today with our Talk Radio Town Hall legislative forum in this first hour, and Congressman Kramer in hour number two. So stay tuned for that coming up. We're brought to you today in part by our friends of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We want jobs, right? Lots of jobs, good-paying jobs, jobs for blue-collar, white-collar, sledgehammers and programmers, and that is what the oil and gas industry is doing right now for not only in North Dakota, but for our nation as well, making it happen. So find out more. North Dakota Petroleum Council, telling you more about a new program to highlight some of the things that are happening in that industry in the coming days. So stay tuned for more. All right, more of our conversation with Senator Rich Wardner, Majority Leader from Dickinson. Jason and Bismarck, question for the senator. Go ahead. Jason, are you there?
Oh, yes, hello. I was just wondering, they keep saying that the reservation is a sovereign nation. Why, then, when they come over here and declare war on us, we didn't take military action back against them?
Well, they are still part of the United States.
And, well, you can't be if you're a sovereign nation. I mean, Canadians aren't American citizens. They're a sovereign nation. You're either an American or you're not. If you're a sovereign nation, you're not an American.
Well, I think you're probably making a point there, but they still are a part of the United States of America,
maybe they should act like it then.
I hear you, Jason, and I think the system's broken myself. I think there's massive reform necessary. We talked about that before with
I know Kramer. Kevin Cramer is probably the better guy to talk to, but it was brought up earlier, and we had the National Guard down there, and if they're a sovereign nation, that was basically a invading army coming across our border. We should have turned the National Guard loose on them.
Yeah, I'm with Senator Wardner also. They're a part of the United States right now, so it's a complicated setup, but they have crossed some lines they shouldn't have, in my view, so I appreciate the call. Texter says, tell Senator Wardner thanks for cutting bus transportation funding 20%. Small schools really appreciate that, along with all the other little quiet cuts to education that force us to pass the cost onto our local taxpayers, who are mostly farmers and ranchers who are struggling as it is. Keep passing the buck. What do you say to that?
Well, that particular issue isn't dead yet. We're still kind of massaging it and looking it over, so I wouldn't say that it's a completely a done deal. However, in K through 12, compared to the other budgets, that's the only thing. That's about the only thing that they didn't get. They got everything else. They were kept harmless. They did not lose a cent. Everybody got exactly what they had last biennium, whereas we've got other budgets that have taken, 15 to 20% cuts. And I just want to remind people, I was an educator. I was there in the late 80s and the early 90s when they had to cut budgets, both biennium and in the school I was teaching at, they were cutting people. And there were a lot of tears, and we cut programs and tears or people from the system, and it took a long time to recover. This time, that did not happen. And it was because of that Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund. And then when Measure 2, when the voters allowed some of it to be released, that saved the day for K through 12. Yeah, the individual is right. We still have not rectified the transportation. And I have my own superintendent that would like to have it.
The heavy lift at this point is about a $612 million number to get to being able to have balance for the next biennium, the upcoming biennium. I mean, that's the real work that begins between now and the end of the session, right?
That's right. We need to button up the session. We need to make sure there will be some adjustments yet. Not much. There isn't much to cut anymore, to adjust down, because the Senate and the House Appropriations did a great job the first time, working with the agencies. And by the way, I want to compliment the agencies. They worked with appropriations, finding some of the places that could be eliminated from their budget. So it was a cooperation, and I appreciate that. But as we go forward and we're into the conference committee and into the final push, we're going to have to look for some more adjustments. But we do have the Strategic Investment and Improvement Fund. We have some money there to help keep us whole. And we have a couple other things that we can do to get this thing taken care of.
30 seconds, so not enough time for a lengthy answer, unfortunately. But is higher ed taking too much of the brunt to this point?
No, I don't think so. I think it's about right. Keep in mind that the legislature is not interested in cutting faculty, the people in the front lines on the grounds. We think that there needs to be more in administration. And I know that they're probably, the presidents are saying, we've cut everything we can. Well, we got to get through this. And my last comment, Scott, North Dakota is in good shape. We get through this 2 years, we'll be in good position going into the future.
Senator, thanks for the time today. Really appreciate covering a lot of ground today. We'll talk again soon. Take care.
Take care. Thank you.
Congressman Kramer, and your questions answered. Another Talk Radio Town Hall coming up.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Kildare, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now, 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center, 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.